家好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax。
欢迎大家，我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，
第二部分是你说不出来的英语，
第三部分为你介绍 A very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。
所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。
Hi, welcome to Roll and Relax. I'm Susan.
Hi, I'm Al.
First, let's have a review.
第一个是眉目传情，爱情的感觉。
Make eyes at.
Eyes at.
Make eyes at each other.
就是互送秋波了，对吧？然后要 shoulder to shoulder, 齐心协力。
经得住时间的考验， stand the test of time.
And stick together, 彼此忠诚。而且就慢慢就到了 golden wedding。Golden wedding 呢，
金婚，
就是、金婚啦，对吧？
嗯。
然后，如果你可以说，如果一开始是单相思的话，
就是某人举着火把
，carry a torch for somebody。Somebody 就是你爱的那个人，对吧、？Break up 那就分手了。It's not good, but it's a breakup, right?
上次我们还说到，谁和什么和什么比较配，
就是 go with。
Go with. The skirt goes well with the blouse.
Yes, that's right. Okay, 我们上次还说，
我最近手头很紧。I have a tight pocketbook.
Pocketbook 是指预算，就是这种财力，对吧？我没钱了 ，pocketbook。
你说你很有钱呢 ？Do you have a deep pocket?
Yeah, deep pocket 都是跟口袋有关系的 ，right?
Okay. Now let's move on to the new lesson.
我们要先念一段，看你能不能听得懂。The answer is zero. What a letdown.
I really want to take him over my knee.
No hard feelings. After all, he's a child.
If you say so.
听懂了吗？再来一遍。The answer is zero. 就是答案是零，是不是？
白忙活了。
白忙活了。What a letdown. 真是让人失望，对吧？
I really want to take him over my knee.
Take over my knee.
这种情况怎么在什么情况会发生啊？
好好想想，小的时候会有这种回忆，对吧？
会把你放到膝盖上，
就是打屁股了，对吧？我真想打他一下，打他的屁股，就是把小孩的身重量全放在这儿，然后把屁股露出来。Take somebody over one's knee.
No hard feelings. After all, he is a child.
别真的生气了嘛，毕竟他还是个孩子。Okay, if you say so. 所以一定要记住，打某人的屁股应该怎么说？
Take somebody over
one's knee.
Take him over my knee.
这就是说打人的屁股啦。跟这个 knee 有关，有一点点关系，让我想起来就是那个笔记本的说法。Laptop 就 lap 就是由指就是大腿根到膝盖这部分距离，所以它叫 laptop，
放在这个上面的 laptop。
再来 ，Who is standing with you just now？
The boy of the neighbors. When I passed through, he was being hit by some other boys.
Did you know who the boys were?
No, the crowd started running every which way when they saw me coming near.这里面最后的一句话比较长哈。The crowd started running every which way when they saw me coming here.
Every which way 什么意思啊？首先来讲讲 who is standing with you just now。
刚才你和谁站在一块儿？
The boy of the neighbors 没问题，邻居家的孩子。When I passed through 我路过的时候 he was being hit by some other boys， 他正被其他几个孩子打呢。
你知道他们是谁吗？
然后说 no， 不知道。
The crowd started running every which way。
就是四散奔逃。
我一走近的时候，他们就开始四处逃窜了。
所以有的时候我们看一群小孩就各种各样的方向，就去 every which way。
就是你想
四面八方。
四面真是四面八方，四面开花。
四面开花，他也不知道哪个方向来跑，对吧
？Every which way，
还用这个 which interesting 哈。Every which way，
就是不知道从哪儿，反正只要有方向的，他都跑啊。
Okay. Tom, why did you turn now when you saw me after school?
I'm sorry, I just wanted.
What?
I just wanted to play and I did not want to do my homework early.
啊，这里头可能后面都有 I'm sorry, I just want, 或者说我只是晚一点不太想早做作业嘛哈。第一个 Why did you turn tail?
Turn tail.
Turn tail, 对。
Turn tail, turn, 转 tail, 尾巴。你为什么见了我就转尾巴？
见了我，应该说见了我就把尾巴给我看，那就是赶紧叮叮叮跑了，对吧？
掉头跑。
掉头就跑 Why do you turn tail? 小孩子经常 turn tail.
Really interesting. Turn tail, 很形象。
还有呢，就是 Our son played hockey again yesterday.
The idea, why did you teach him a lesson?
I wish I could, but he took to his heels as soon as he saw me.
We must give him a dressing down now.
啊，
又是一个和跑有关的。上次我们说掉头就跑，就是 turn tail.
对，
那这次是 take one's heels.
Take one's heels.
那是拔腿就跑，
逃之夭夭哈。我们 played hockey 就是又逃学了。
Hockey 翘课。
The idea.
太不像话了。
The idea.这种用法非常低调，对吧？你怎么不教训他一下 ？Why didn't you teach him a lesson？
I wish I could. 我倒是想教训他呢。But he took to his heels as soon as he saw me.他一见我拔腿就跑。
Took to one's heels， 对吧？
Take to one's heels 啊，是拔腿就跑。Turn tail 呢是。掉头就跑。
哎呀 ，We must give him a dress down now. Dressing down 就是 dress long dress， 就严加训斥了，对吧？
Really, it's very idiomatic.
Yes.
It's too bad today.
What happened?
My son was lost. I told him to stand rooted to the spot when I was shopping, but he forgot.
How did you find him at last?
It was a policeman who helped me to do that.
It must have taught you a lesson this time.
这里面是刚才我们前面两个就是讲跑的，现在是讲不跑了，
原地不动了这次哈。今天可不怎么样 ，too bad today.
今天糟透了。然后发生什么事呢？说 my son was lost. 儿子丢了。
儿子丢了。I told him to stand rooted to the spot.
Root 是生根嘛？
对。
Stand rooted to the spot 就是站在那个地方，千万就在那扎根了，别
动
了。
一动
不动。But he forgot. 但
他
忘了。
然后我又找警察，又把他找。
I just taught you a lesson this time. 这会给了你一个教训，下次带着他一块儿去逛。
当他丢了孩子的话，一定会
到处找。
对 ，search high and low. What are you looking for?
I lost one of my contact lenses, and I'm searching high and low for it.
Terrible.
I can't go to school without it.
对。如果你要是到处找，我们是 everywhere， 对吧？
他们是上下找
啊，找高找低 ，search high and low
啊，就像我们原来看的，是有一个叫什么歌，就是我上看下看左看右看，
对面的女孩看过来，对吧？
对 ，searching high and low，
searching high and low， 到处寻找。这里还有一个词，你需要至少要知道 contact。C-O-N-T-A-C-T
Contact lessons
Lenses 可以要可
镜片啊 Contact
Contact 就是指你的
隐形
眼镜了 Contact 单用 Contact lenses 都可以OK 复习一下这几个你可能听不太懂首先
Take
Somebody's Knees Take somebody over one's knee
Take him over my knee 就是把他要打他屁股
Take him over my knee 小时候有没有这样回忆呢还有四散奔逃啦
Every which way
Every which way、就是、
The crowd started running every which way When they saw me
四面八方对四面八方就跑了那掉头就跑 Turn tail
转尾巴
把尾巴给你看 Turn tail 了那逃之夭夭也差不多
拔腿就跑
对 Take to one's heels
But they took to his heels as soon as he saw me.
Take to his heels, 跟脚后跟有关 Take to his one's heels, 逃之夭夭，拔腿就跑。
Next one is, 站在某处原地一动不动，
就是
stand rooted to the spot，
就是站在那儿都可以生根了，对吧？ Stand rooted to the spot.
Really. So remember all this.如果丢了东西就要到处找还是上看下看左看右看
对
search high and low
到处寻找 Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语。
登录 www.coolearn.com，
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线。更多精彩等着你。
Next, let's move to the second part. This is something you don't know how to say.
好。
就是如果我们在百货公司买了箱，买就选好东西之后，就找不到收银员。然后你可以怎样说？Can you ring it up for me？
啊，怎么没有什么check out 之类的？至少没有 where should I pay it？ 这种就是连付钱的这种词都没有吗？
实际上这是很地道的用法。为什么会用 ring up 呢？因为收银机就是 cash register 结账会发出叮的一声，所以叫 ring up 就是结算啦。
ring up 就是结算了，对吧？
所以说 can you ring it up for me 就是能帮我结账吗？
这个是用法好形象，因为我们去超市经常
叮
叮
叮
叮
啊，你结完账，他给你把那个号码那个消磁之后，付完钱就叮一下。或者说可以在这里付款吗？就是 Can I pay for this here？ 我能在这结账吗？
这个用法还比较熟悉 ，pay 嘛，对吧？
实际上这个 ring up 一个是表示结账，还可以表示提高或者是销售提高或增加销售额或者是利润。
We run a huge profit last month。
也就是上个月我们的销售额大幅提高。
Run 呢是 ring 的过去式啦，对吧？
所以记住这个 Can you ring it up for me？
Can you ring it up for me？
What do you have?
Can you ring it up for me?
我先问了。Can you ring it up for me?
Okay. What do you have?
A handbag.
I'm sorry, but I can't ring it up here. You have to go to the cashier at the ladies department over there.
There's no one over there.
Really? I will pay for you.
Thanks.
这里还有 page for， 就是在室内广播帮你找他。
Page for somebody，
这个 page 呢 ，page
喊名找人。
对，这个写法呢是跟页码这个词是一样的，但是要在这里用呢，就是喊名找人。有时候我们经常听广播，什么什么服务员请到几区。
所以 pager 是寻呼机，所以也是找人的东西，是吧？
对
，page 喊名找人了。
I will page
for you。
对 ，page her for you。还有呢，就是生意怎么样 ？How's your business doing？
Pretty good。Actually, it's very good. Last month alone, we ran up a net profit of $12,000.
Really?
$12,000. Really?
Yours must be the only business not affected by the recession. What do you do?
I run the pawn shop.
我经营当铺，够牛。
所以一般生意受到很不景气，就是经济大萧条的时候，还是盈利的，一般都是当铺a pawn shop.
OK， 所以要记住啦，帮我结账。
Can you ring it up for me？
而且还要非常好记得记住它的来源，就是因为
叮的一声
，cashier 的时候的那种叮的一声。
ring it up for me。原来我们还学过，我来结账 ，I'll pick up the tab。
Or it's on me。
这是我们经常学到的关于结账的词。Now let's move to the third part. That's the joke time. What's the joke time this time? Joke this time. That's 名声和艰苦劳动
Fame and hard work.
这两个非常的，有时候还是就是必须要付出劳动才能得到 fame, right?
对。
During the Gulf War, my sister Jane bought a flag and asked her apartment's maintenance man, a Vietnam vet, to install a pole for him.
就是在海湾战争时期，如果你要需要知道，就是 Gulf War， 对吧？我妹妹珍妮买了一副美国国旗，她请房子的维修工，一位越战的老兵给她竖一个旗杆 ，Vietnam vet 是老兵的意思，对吧？VET 嘛，对吧
？Yes. When she offered to pay him, I told her there was no way I could take money for putting up the American flag.
当我妹妹问此付给她钱的时候，她说她帮助挂美国国旗，无论如何都不该收钱的。
Jane contacted her local newspaper and they published an article about the incidents.
于是珍妮来到当地报社，就在此时呢，在报社上发表了一篇文章。
The next time she encountered the maintenance man, he told her that everyone he knew that had read her story and that she had made him a celebrity.
Celebrity?
A celebrity.
大家对珍妮说第二天他碰珍妮碰到那位维修工的时候他对珍妮说他所有认识的人都看了他写的报道现在他已经使他成了名人了。
A celebrity become. And Jane jokingly asked for his autograph, and 还向他要签名。
开玩笑要签名了。
I don't have time, the man replied. I'm too busy setting up American flags.
挂美国国旗的事忙得我可不可开交。
Really, he got fame, but...
每个人都找他挂国旗。Okay.
So that's all for today, and please read up for us.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.